Well, if the group is deported from the U.S. and headed for Russia, our Moscow correspondent David Green will be ready to report on their arrival.
There's already speculation about Anna Chapman's return. The news website Gazeta.ru quoted unnamed sources saying Chapman will land in Russia's capital incognito in the dark of night. Russians, for the most part, have shrugged at this spy scandal. They considered it odd timing for a spy roundup after Russian President Dmitry Medvedev was just in Washington smiling with President Obama. The news media has been obsessed. Today, reporters swarmed the Lefortovo prison in Moscow. That was the temporary holding spot for Igor Sutyagin, who, as my colleague Dina just told you, appears on his way to freedom. His release would end one of Russia's most controversial espionage cases. Sutyagin was a young arms control researcher at a Moscow think tank, the USA Canada Institute. Russian officials arrested him in 1999, saying he passed secrets to a British company with CIA ties. Sutyagin always denied being a spy. His mother, Svetlana, visited him yesterday. Today, in an interview, she said her son had to sign a confession before any swap. Our officials, they've been waiting so long for the chance to say, aha, you see, he's admitted it, she said. But he wasn't guilty, and he won't ever be. Sutyagin's mother suggested her son would prefer a life of freedom in Russia. All this was forced, she said. He's been pushed out of the country. This is what saddens him. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.